Be nicely salted, boy, 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 boy.
Outside the house, Mr. Simpson announced that Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on cleaning his blue Rolls Royce and she ran inside a weeping. She got to a room and she splashed a picture of a new messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on fire. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your heart is to be what you'll be. The theme of the sermon was, come unto me and love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready and decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. She arrived at six and the place was swinging to gospel music by nine. Group after group appeared on the stage and Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails, looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. Then a DJ wearing a blazer with a badge ran on and said, here we go. The crowd went crazy as Tommy hit the stage. Little Sally got lost as the police tossed the crowd back in a rage. Soon the atmosphere was cooler and Tommy gave a lesson. Sally just had to let him know she loved him and leapt up on the rostrum. She ran across stage to the spotlit figure and brushed him on the face. Tommy whirled round as a uniformed man threw her off the stage. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. The chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears. Tommy carried on preaching and his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye, she had to try, but he couldn't see through the lights. Her face was gashed and the ambulance men had to carry her out that night. The crowd went crazy as Tommy left the stage. Little Sally was lost for the price of a touch and a gash across her face.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
If I came home too proud of myself, I'd get wrestled to the floor and choked. But I forgive him for that. He was an eighth grade dropout and I was a fucking brat. I forgive him, I do. He knows I love him and I know he loves me too. When I was young, my father taught me to each his own. The lady said as she kissed the cow, some like the fiddle, some like the trombone, and I live by that rule. Your trip is your trip, and my trip is my trip too. Yeah, I mind my own business. I'll have an old rules, and my friend here will have a Guinness. I love my dad. I love my dad. I love my dad. I love my dad. Your kid goes to the private Berkeley school with one black kid. My kid goes to the public school, came home with cracked ribs. But when my kid's 18, he'll be out there like I was, and probably chasing his dreams. And when your kid's 22, he'll have an internship at a law firm, and hey, that's okay too. When I was 5, I came home from kindergarten crying, 'cause they sat me next to an albino. My dad said, son, everyone's different, you gotta love them all equally, you know. My dad sat me down, he said, you gotta love all people, pink, red, black, or brown. And then just after dinner, he played me the album They Only Come Out at Night by Edgar Winn. Do you guys get that reference or not? Edgar Winner was an albino. When I was young, my father taught me the beauty of patience. We'd go and hang with his friend Billy Brislin all day in his Steubenville basement. We'd watch boxing matches on TV, and Billy couldn't move because he was handicapped. And I learned to shoot the shit and how to care for those in need and to show respect. When I was a kid, my dad brought home a guitar. He got me from Sears. He took lessons from a neighbor lady, but it wasn't going anywhere. He went and got me a real teacher, and in no time at all, I was getting better. I can play just fine. I still practice a lot, but not as much as Nils Klein. Set him off, I'd hit the floor quicker than what Mike Tyson did to Ricky Spain. I'd hit the floor so fast, but that was so long ago, and we both moved past it. My life is pretty good, I owe it to him. My dad did the best he could. I love my dad. I love my dad. I love my dad. I love my dad.
Thank you.
Thank you. person anyway. Time has come today. My team.
This is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Somebody's dream still tomorrow. Avast ye homeowners. Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results.
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted.
Call Jim, Lad, and Meaty at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pies. Put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire. Tiptoe through our shiny city with our diamond slippers on. Do our gay ballet and dance. Bluebirds on our shoulders. We're half awake in a fake empire. We're half awake in a fake empire.
Caroline says, as she gets up off the floor, why is it that that you beat me, it isn't any fun. Caroline says, as she makes up her eye, you ought to learn more about yourself. You ought to think more than just I. She's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska when she takes speed. They laugh and ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? Caroline says, as she gets up from the floor, you can hit me all that you want to, but I don't love you anymore. Caroline says, while biting her lip, life's meant to be more than this, and this is a bum trip. She's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska when she takes speed. They laugh and they ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? She put her fist through the window pane. It was such a funny feeling. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so Alaska.
Don't lazy bones. I ain't got no time to waste away.
Everybody,
we're the Beachcombers,
and you're listening to Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young on WMFO Medford.
Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. And let me guide you to the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. You know what I'm saying about up here? Come on, raise your hand. Thank you.
unspoken words flow out of the open window that slams shut on my fist clutch. I am holding in and this scream. When I smoke, I cough you up. It's something that you once told me. Then I split and drag you down while the cat was looking up your dress. Up your endless stairwell, I couldn't even catch my breath. Take all the shit from your old notebooks, flush them down with all the rest. Then I smoke, cough you up. It's something that you once told me. When I split, I drag you down while the cat was looking up your dress. Coffee cup, I'm coughing. 8 in the morning, nothing comes in the daytime. Drama, maybe I should put this pen right down. When I smoke, I cough you up. It's something that you once told.
This morning